Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for choosing our presentation for today. Really appreciate it. Okay, I'm presenting on our PLAIR program. PLAIR means power in English. It is actually an acronym for Promotoras, Outreach, Detection, Education, and Referral. And most importantly, no relationships to disclose. You're welcome. The San Ysidro Health Center is located less than a mile from the U.S.-Mexico border, which happens to be the busiest crossing border in the world. 84% of our patients are identified as Latino, so we serve predominantly the Latino population in the South Bay. 69% of our patients live at or below the 100% of the federal poverty level, and 20% or 11,000 are uninsured. Breast cancer and cervical cancer represent a major public health challenges for the Latina population living in the San Ysidro Health Center's catchment area. A statistic shows that nationally, Latina women have about twice the cervical cancer incidence rate of non-Hispanic whites, and the death rate from cervical cancer is 50% higher among Hispanic women than among non-Hispanic white women. Breast cancer is a growing health concern in San Diego's Latina population. And although Latino women have low incidence rate, they are less likely to be diagnosed early because of access, and of course, death rate is much higher. Go back there. And only 54% of Latinas age 40 and older have regular screening mammograms. And a few years ago, it was actually 38% only. There are a number of factors that attributes for women not getting screened. Fatalismo, fear of getting diagnosed with cancer. To them, cancer means death, and death is God's will. And familismo, family comes first. They have family obligations, whether to take care of their children or members of their family, thus decreasing their time for themselves and seeking care. Of course, transportation is also an issue, and the lack of knowledge about free or low-cost health programs. With that, we developed the program that was funded in 2003 to decrease disparities in breast and cervical cancer. The program is designed to address barriers to early detection of breast and prevention of cervical cancer, to increase education and awareness of breast and cervical cancer, create knowledge of low or no cost screening services, and of course, provide and increase access to care. This is very important because we can give these women all the education and knowledge, but without access to it, it's not going to do them any good. Provide extensive case management and coordinated care, provide cultural and linguistically proficient staff, and increase provider recommendations for breast and cervical cancer screening. We've developed 5 components for the program: outreach and education, breast and cervical cancer screening, case management, referrals for treatment, and patient navigation and survivor support program. On education and outreach, we built partnership with community-based organizations to provide free presentations on breast and cervical cancer early detection. The one in the picture is Nancy Romero. She's our health educator. So when she goes out there and do her presentation, she talks about early detection techniques, what to expect when getting a mammogram or pap test, how to do self-breast exam, provide a recommendation, of course, screening services available, and then we link women into services. During the presentation, we also talk about different myths that these women have come to believe, thus preventing them from getting screened. For free low-cost screening, our clinics provide free clinical breast exams and pap tests for women who qualify by utilizing the cancer detection programs Every Woman Counts, the Family Pack, and also additional programs funded by local agencies and foundations such as the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. The programs under the Susan G. Komen for the Cure are mainly for women under the age of 40 needing breast diagnostic services. Next component will be the case management referrals. Case management is a very important piece of the program. We want to make sure that all women enrolled are getting appropriate follow-up throughout the entire process. So all women enrolled into the program have an assigned case manager. And the role of the case manager is to provide counseling on screening procedures and give the patients the rights and responsibilities, to provide appointments and appropriate referrals for follow-up. And if a patient is diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer, enroll patient into the breast and cervical cancer treatment program, which is a fast-track Medi-Cal enrollment. Provide tracking and follow-up through the entire treatment process, and provide referrals to patient navigation and survivor support program. Our patient navigation survivor support program consists of the patient navigator. The patient navigator works closely with the case manager to provide patients with assistance. We have a support group which is conducted in Spanish. We also have a peer support program called Woman to Woman, We Can Do It, where a newly diagnosed patient is paired up with a patient in our program who had the same diagnosis. We promote healthy eating. We have cooking classes for our patients, and also we encourage physical activity, which is very important. Evaluation and results. We evaluate our program using surveys and focus groups. Since November 2003, over 1,200 people have received community education, and more than 8,500 women have been screened for both cervical and breast cancer. Between 2003 and 2005, 65% of screening recipients had not received a mammogram within the previous 2 years, and 23% had never received a mammogram. 53% of screening recipients had not received a Pap test within the previous 2 years, and 29% of those had never either had a Pap test or had not received one in over 3 years. And between 2005 and 2007, almost 31% of women who participated had not had a mammogram or Pap test in more than 2 years. And over 122 women have been diagnosed with cancer. During the focus group, we find that many women were unaware of the importance and benefits of breast and cervical cancer screening, and that most women, although aware of the benefits of this of the screenings, had no knowledge of available resources to pay for the exam. Also, many women mentioned they received their Pap and mammogram as a result of the convenience offered in Poder. Our successes. The program has been successful in raising awareness in the community regarding the importance of early screening, recognizing warning signs of cancer, reducing failure rates associated with mammogram referral, getting women who have not been screened for the first time. Reasons for our successes: we offered our classes in Spanish and in English as a second language. Uninsured women are linked to a free screening. Screening days are organized with the local imaging center, which has been successful. And our clinics provide transportation if needed. And of course, we involve our providers. As we know, providers are the number one resource for women to get screened. And recall system, we have a wonderful recall system. And as we all know too, risk screening is essential in maintaining women's health. Lessons learned. In outreach, it is challenging to reach women who are over 40 because they are less likely to be involved in schools and other community services centered on children. Spanish language radio and print media are effective means of reaching Latinas. And tapping into social networks is an efficient way to make contact with older women. In education, we know that providing information to low-income women about the availability of free services is an essential first step, and that education is not the most important barrier to women receiving preventive screening. So other resources must be provided in concert with education, such as access and transportation. In screening, the availability of all-in-one screening days helps to reduce barriers that may cause women to miss appointments and fail to follow recommended screening practices. We used to have mammogram days where women get their Pap smear, clinical breast exam, and mammogram in 1 day. It was proven to be successful in reducing failure rates and increasing screening, mammogram and breast Pap smear screening, I should say. But for some reason, the clinic had discontinued that service. Training of medical staff can help to increase adherence to recommendation of preventive cancer screenings, and increased utilization of existing resources. For case management, we know that case management is a key strategy to assist women in navigating through screening, follow-up, and treatment process. And a case management approach enables the patient to feel connected and for services to be culturally competent. Apart from being a program coordinator, I also wear a case manager hat. So I make sure that before even my patient walks out of my office, I want to make sure that she has a full understanding of what's going to happen to her, whether she's going to go for her routine screening, her diagnostic services, or evaluation. I want to make sure she has all the information that she needed to have to at least, you know, help her with anxiety or, that's what it is. And so I want to acknowledge the California Endowment for funding the program from 2003 and 2005, the Alliance Healthcare Foundation from 2005 to 2008, the Susan G. Komen for the Cure from 2004 to present, and of course, San Ysidro Health Center for supporting the program. Thank you very much.
A minute or two for any questions.
So you mentioned about the education part that there are different myths that might prevent women from getting mental services.
Yeah, mostly what we've gotten is that when they go for a mammogram, that when it hurts, then that's when they develop a problem. So they blame the machine itself for that. And then I think that's the most important. That's the most common one. Is there anything else? I think mostly when they go for their mammogram, that they press their breasts, and then of course they go home, and then they develop all this pain, and then they examine their breasts, and then they feel a lump, and then so they blame the mammography for it, the machine itself.
And then are there any beliefs around
the path? Not that we've heard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you.